We're back on Matadors pregame. Eddie Cornejo, the head coach of the Matador baseball squad, joins us. Game two and game three, but we're talking before game two. Matadors going for the series win against UC Davis. Coach, I know it wasn't like you drew it up yesterday. In the end, you did finish up with the win, and that was obviously the goal heading into this weekend.
Yeah, it was, you know, an offensive assault on our end, and a couple of pitching miscues and nibbling around the zone caused UC Davis to kind of trickle back, but I was proud of how offensively we just kind of kept our foot on the gas.
You know, just a little side note, and you know, you're talking to, you know, Coach Serrano and then Coach Smith before him, and I don't know if I'm guessing you're pretty similar. The home runs don't bother you as much, but when you walk a guy and then let somebody hit the ball out of the park, that's what gives coaches gray hair, correct?
Yeah, that hurts you. I think pitchers can stay humbled with the home run, or, you know, it oftentimes a home run's just a mistake by the hitter, and it's easy to get over, but the constant freebies end up hurting you in the long run.
All right, Justin Vose gets to start today. What allowed him to earn this opportunity, Coach?
Well, he was one of our most consistent pitchers coming out of the bullpen. I kick myself for not pitching him sooner, especially in our opening series, but you know, he's proven that he can get some soft contact. He can fight through some at-bats with runners in scoring position. And, you know, he's got a really low batting average against in comparison to a lot of our pitchers. So we're just kind of going starter by committee, and whoever earns it gets it at this point.
You know, the offensive assault yesterday, this is a Davis team that had pitched very well against a pretty good UC San Diego team. I know you can't expect that, you know, for every game, but I think the approach is something that I know you coached for many years, and it seemed like the approach was really on yesterday, Coach.
Yeah, I took, you know, an example of how we approached UC Davis at their field last year, where we were using the middle of the field, trying to use the opposite field and really cover the outer part of the plate. At UC Davis, the wind blows in. It's a big park. You got to really beat infielders side to side. And so we kind of took the same approach. We looked at the issues that UC San Diego had, where they were very pulley coming off balls, trying to play for that big hit. And so I just told the players, let's stick with our game. Let's go base runner at a time and then see what happens. And sometimes that lines you up and you end up pulling more balls than you anticipate, but I think that's just a byproduct of having a good approach. So with Brian Green today, he's firmer than he was last year. We were able to get him for 5 runs using the middle to the opposite field, so that'll be the same approach today, and we'll see how our guys do.
And then we haven't talked a lot about Shun this year, and obviously the defense has been top-notch since he's been here. I know that's part of the reason he earned the spot on the field, but, you know, the bat's seeming to come around. And what I like about him is, you know, he may go 1-for-4, but that 1-for-4 comes in a big spot for you guys.
Yeah, he's done really well. We anticipated a slow start out of Shun. Dislocated his elbow, which is a unique injury, over the summer. Took him a long time to kind of get comfortable. At some point early in the fall, when he was cleared, someone would throw him a ball and he would actually retract his arm and he would miss it completely. I think he just had some, you know, that mental block where he didn't want to fully extend his glove arm. But over time, I think he's kind of gotten over it and realized that, you know, he needs to in order to play. But his bat is coming around. I'm happy for that. Hopefully we can get some consistent at-bats. He still gets into trouble, you know, especially when guys elevate and he starts to speed up. He really likes using the middle to the off-field. And early on, if you look at his spray chart, he was pulling everything. And at some point, we had to show it to him that you're pulling 90% of the balls that you're putting in play, and that's really not his game. So I think that was a big wake-up call for him.
And the last thing for me is, you know, you had to juggle the lineup a little bit, and the result has been a couple of the older guys, a couple of the seniors have seen some reduced playing time. However, last two games, put Barraza in at first base to end the game. He makes a great play at first base. And then you put Soika in yesterday, makes a nice sliding catch to end the game. That speak a little bit to the culture of this squad, Coach?
Yeah, I think so. We always talk about attitude. And, you know, I brought up an example today of Kai Moody. You know, everyone remembers Kai Moody winning the batting title a couple years ago and having a few years ago and then having a good last year. But no one remembers the bad Kai Moody except for the coaching staff, because he was the loudest guy in the dugout. cheering everybody on, encouraging everyone. Jaron Sanderson was a lot like that early on. We liked taking him on the road until he didn't earn it and he learned his lesson. But attitude is everything, and Barraza and Soyka have shown that they can be mature even though they're not playing. And I think they understand more than anything, is they understand what their role is, and they're just going to be ready for their next opportunity.
All right, Coach, two games today in a short window. Good luck going to get the series win against Davis.
All right, thank you.
Eddie Cornejo, back after this.